Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the New World Report. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. He's in Ecuador. And Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's traveling. They join me now to comment on a result that looks surprising given the earlier vote, the two rounds of voting in Ecuador. And Joseph, you're in Ecuador, so I come to you with, when I heard the headline on the FT this morning, I thought, what? I thought it was close. Right now, according to the FT report, which is several hours out of date, the president, Noboa, who was elected in a special election last year, is now elected in a four-year term with 55% of the vote. And the challenger, Ms. Gonzalez, representing the establishment in some fashion, is well behind, in the 30s, I believe, was the last count I heard. Although there is talk of a challenge to the vote, it seems unlikely. But there is what we have outside of Ecuador. What do you hear inside of Ecuador? Good day to you, Joseph.
Good day, John. Good day, Ernesto. No, this was a resounding victory. There's a couple things that it demonstrates. One is that the polls are always off. They've been off again in here in Ecuador. That's been a trend we've seen in many countries, including in the United States. So most polls had this as a much tighter race, a difference of being 2 to 3 points in either direction, depending on which poll you looked at. But no polls had at a 11 or 12 point margin, which looks to be the margin as it stands today, with more than 95% of the votes counted. So I think this was a resounding victory by Daniel Noboa, who is now going to begin his second term and a complete term as the president of Ecuador. I think it's also a resounding defeat of Correismo, or Rafael Correa, who is kind of his shadow, has been looming over Ecuador for many years. And Luisa Gonzalez, the candidate, was very much considered to be a puppet of Rafael Correa. They actually had memes where they would call her Kermit the Frog. These are things that played out in Ecuadorian politics, but kind of symbolizing the puppet meme that they're applying. Yeah, now Rafael Correa and in some groups, marginalized groups, are saying that there's a fraud. That might have more credibility if the margins were closed, but this was a big margin. I don't see any fraud. And I'm in Quito, Ecuador, and I can tell you, John, I saw all celebrations last night. I saw cars honking their horns, people going out late at night. So they have, and it's not, this is in Ecuador, like in many countries of Latin America, they have a law that the 48 hours before the election, you can't serve any alcohol. So there's no bars, there's no restaurants that are open, but people were celebrating as if like Ecuador would have won the World Cup. And you can't fake that. You can't make that just be something that just appears overnight. There was a real joy here in Quito, Ecuador, about the electoral victory of Daniel Noboa. And I think he has quite a margin in the mandate to begin a new term and hopefully correct a lot of the things that are going wrong, particularly in insecurity. He began that process as the interim president before the special election, but a year is not enough time. And not to mention now that the international landscape is different, particularly with the United States having President Donald Trump, who just congratulated President Noboa today. So I think this is a sign of optimism. You feel it here in Ecuador, and I think this is a resounding victory, what more than anyone really expected. by President Noboa. And I think you're going to see now someone that can actually hopefully fix the country and curb the insecurity and get the country back on the path of prosperity.
Ernesto, quickly, are you surprised by this? Ecuador needs everything. It's been ripped by violence recently. And the earlier round, the first round, showed the two candidates very close together. So are you surprised by this result, Ernesto?
I'm surprised to a certain extent and encouraged as well. It seemed that by the polls, et cetera, that it would be a much tighter race. So it really means that Ecuadorians are fed up with Correismo, with Fuerza de São Paulo, with narco-socialism, and with the Chinese influence dominated the country, which was part of the story. Also fed up of corruption linked to left-wing governments. So I think that's very encouraging for other countries. And I think that's a score for, let's say, the whatever is left of the free world in the competition with the totalitarians, with China and others in this very important moment. Right. So as in many cases, okay, people call out fraud. What's interesting is that when it's on the right, when the right loses by a slight margin and calls fraud, people, oh, you're attacking democracy. You cannot go against the results of an election. And where someone on the left calls fraud, even with that huge margin, everything is okay and this goes ahead. But anyway.
Joseph, because the concerns in Ecuador have to do with violence, and you mentioned narco-terrorism, and during the campaign I learned jobs were also part of the conversation. Is Noboa well-placed now with his large victory to move on crime in some new fashion and to do more for the economy? It's a troubled state no matter this surprise victory.
No, absolutely. Ecuador has a lot of challenges. That goes without saying. You know, he is in well position. I mean, you know, when you have 12-point mandate, over 50% of the vote, you have quite a mandate to be able to begin to do these changes. I think he's going to need international support. He's already made a statement to say that he's going to look for international support, particularly to counter the cartels that are running rampant all throughout Ecuador. And I think you're going to see the United States play a good role in helping Ecuador. And President Trump, I think, has a priority on the Western Hemisphere. Ecuador's in a strategic location. We used to have an air base in a very strategic location in Manta along the Pacific coast. Rafael Correa took that away, but now we have the opportunity maybe to re-begin that relationship. Because whether we're talking about countering the PRC or countering illegal immigration or weaponized migration or going against the Mexican cartels, Ecuador is relevant to all those conversations. So I think it's going to be a good opportunity for the United States to have another strategic partner to be able to tackle all those issues and to have Ecuador become a beacon of peace and prosperity. That's the hope. That's the ambition. And I do believe that President Noboa is the right guy for this moment.
You mentioned President Trump. The surprise for me the last weeks was one weekend at Mar-a-Lago, upturns the young and attractive couple, the Noboas. And I had no preparation for that. None of us did. Was that significant in the vote, to your knowledge, or was it just a good weekend at Mar-a-Lago?
It certainly looked like a good weekend at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, it's hard to know, John, to be honest, because you know, a lot of people I talked to said that they didn't think that actually helped them, that might have hurt them. I mean, some people said they made it look a little desperate. I mean, but he won by a big margin, so maybe it did help him. This is going to be a question for a lot of local political analysts to really understand. And that goes to the point, John, is all the analysts got it wrong. That's one of the things that they're going to have to wrestle with. Like, how did they miss this huge margin, this blowout? Everybody you talk to said this is going to be razor thin. It's going to be close. We may not know the results in a day or 2 days. And people were preparing for that. This resounding more than 10-point margin victory, nobody expected that. I didn't hear anybody say that. So the question is, how did they miss it? And did the visit to Mar-a-Lago, the photo with Trump, did that maybe help them? Maybe it did. And I think that's something for the political analysts. Me personally, I think Ecuador, having been here, I used to live here a long time ago. It is a very pro-U.S. country. I mean, they have the U.S. dollar. A lot of them have family in New York. They like the United States. And so I think that, you know, maybe this did actually help President Noboa say he's aligning with President Trump in the United States. And I think that's something overall in Ecuador might have played favorable to his win.
All right. Let me press you, Joseph. You've thought about this already. What is the Trump administration need to do right away to support Noboa's victory? What do they need?
So three things. We need an ambassador. We need to appoint an ambassador, have an ambassador come, get confirmed by the Senate and come down here into Ecuador. Two, we need to reengage our military-to-military cooperation. That's already, it's been there, but it's been weakening over time. But now it's, I think it's a time to be able to strengthen it and to develop that that defense cooperation across a lot of areas. And then two, we need to really, really robust and think about this from how are we going to counter the cartels, because the Mexican cartels, which are terrorizing Mexico, our border, are also involved in terrorizing Ecuador, the Darien Gap, all these issues. So I think we have to really bring the best foot forward in the United States to help counter that. So three things, John, get an ambassador, build robust defense and security cooperation, and then fundamentally begin to tackle the cartels.
You mentioned the cartels. Is Trendy Aragua present in Quito, in Ecuador? I understand they're in many nations, not just the U.S.
They are, but they're probably not here like they are in other countries in South America, like they're in Colombia, Peru, or in Chile. But they're here. They're here. I mean, this is kind of like a UN United Nations for organized crime. You have the Albanian mafia. You have the Chinese triads. You have Hezbollah, and obviously you have the Mexican cartels. And then you have local groups that are like prison-based groups that are growing, like the Choneros. The Choneros is like a trend that Agua of Ecuador to some level. So they have a lot of, they don't have a shortage of criminal groups here in the country.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. He's traveling. He's in Ecuador. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Mr. Bolsonaro's in hospital. When we come back, what is to be done?
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.